Gelding, owned by Ormus with Kim Wars, going well. The run at Hawkesbury was a beauty, but it runs second behind Hijacker. Once the extra trip here, it's the main threat. Forrest, Roberto, a lot of placings, and number six, Mr. Costigan, who can lead. 8, 2, 4, and 6.
Well, this must be the maiden you're looking forward to, is it? The fillies and mares?
Yeah, this is it, mate. It is a ripper.
What have we got here? O'Shea's horse is at 260, Rockshire Clock, number 10. I Love Luca, number 7, at 5. Elegant Grace at 6. And Janiki, number 8, is at $7.
Andrew, there's four of them that have got outstanding trial form and one of them a good race run. Going down the page, Elegant Grace, number 6. Janique, number 8. Rocker Clock, number 10. And on this one, I Love Luca, number 7. Now, Rocket Clock is all the rage after. He's had two trials for 2 weeks. But I'm going for the value of Elegant Grace. He was first up at Warwick Farm recently at Dulla Rota. She started 3:30 and she led. She wanted to go a little bit hard and she only got beat a length and a half there by Montserrat. Hardo ran second and Hardo bolted him at Gosford on Thursday. That form is excellent. She's on a home track, but barrier 2 and give up. So I'm going to tip her at the value of $6 each way forever. Now, Rocker Clock. Piero Philly, she trialled in May, won the trial, and the other day at Ranwick, Rachel King had a stranglehold on her all the way, sat outside the leader, and she won very, very well. Now, Andrew, a very interesting thing today. Race 6, O'Shea's got La Risa, and he's got Rocker Clock. Their two mothers ran first and second in a Wakefield a few years ago, and the Wakefield, or the Wakefield, and the Wakefield's on today.
Today,
and they have two of them running like that.
Yeah.
And their two mothers ran 1-2 in the same big race. It's very intriguing, really. But, mate, there's a lot of people waiting for Rocker Clock to go down. So I've got her in for second. Janique, CJ Graham trialled her. She went enormous for the Snowdens. And I Love Luca won a trial by half the straight. 6, 10, 8, and 7.
6, 10, 8, and 7, and what a race by the sounds of it. The links with the Wakeful. The Last I Resign, number 1's the favourite here at $3.90, just over Time Raid, that's gone $4.40 to $4.
I like Shonares. I think James Cummings only got 3 in today. Tarrar is one of them, and it should win. And this one will be hard to beat. She runs through in the recent trial, ran on okay, only had a quiet trial. And she's had 4 runs at Newcastle for a win and 3 placings. And before the spell, she was very impressive winning at Newcastle back in June. Number 4, Time Raid, it'll be hard to beat from the barrier. Goes good this local horse for Jason Deemer. Digger McClellan to ride, first up today. Number 2, Air Wing, showed a glimpse of form the other day. And I Resign, will he run a strong 1,200 down the long straight? That's probably the query. With it, I know it won a 1,200 at Wyong, but a bit different here. Got a lot of speed, will probably lead. 7, 4, 2, and 1. La Grisa, the best bet, Andrew, in race number 6.
Race 6, number 8, is the ultimate best bet there, and you are pretty keen around race 5, number 5 as well. Good luck, Gary. Hope it's a good day up there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk to you later.
Righto, Gary Harley there at Newcastle today. And in a fortnight's time, it's the Hunter being run there for the first time. But there's some terrific racing also tomorrow.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you the very best in New South Wales thoroughbred racing. Sunday, it's the Goulburn Cup carrying $200,000 in prize money, plus another $50,000 country magic. Sunday morning from 10, get your Goulburn winners with form analyst John Scorse on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Come home to comfort this summer with LG Split System on air conditioners, complete with built-in Wi-Fi and control with Google Assistant on the go. LG, life's good. Castle Hill, Windsor Road, Northwest Boulevard, lights blanked out due to power failure. We're looking at a high volume of traffic, the M5, but moving Bexley Road down towards the M5 East Tunnel. No concerns to report the M4 through Eastern Creek down towards Honeywood and quite busy through Bankstown, Stacey Street, approaching Rickard Road, northbound traffic. The BCFE 20 to 50% off store-wide sale is on this weekend. 2 days only, so don't just sit there. Exclusions apply. I'm Silvio, number 1 in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
Tintin in America, winner of five Group 1 races.
Already the sire of an Australian two-year-old Colts record holder and Australian three-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
It's 5 after 10, Sky Sports Radio, broadcasting from the home of the Iron Jack Golden Eagle here at Rose Hill. The smog haze, not as much here this morning, which is fantastic. Clear blue skies, we're looking for low 30s, and the track, it was given just a hand watering this morning, just a little bit down the straight, but it's picture perfect, a good four, and the rails back into the true, and we're pumped for such an historic day of racing with the charities playing their involvement in this race, as well as the Red Zell and the Rose Hill Gold Cup. And Paul Joyce has done the four. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, terrific day in Sydney. A nice hot one out there at Rose Hill, which should just give us a good track. They'll be running some time. And there are no excuses for not having a good day. It looks a terrific day on the punt, so let's hope it turns out that way.
Yes, if you're heading out here, don't forget the punter's podium is back in operation today with Mark Olmos and Brad Davidson, adjacent to the old bookies ring inside. They're selling tickets at $10 each. You can spend as much as you want there, and Brad will go and play with Mark Olmos, and you can have that enjoyment through the punter's podium today out here at Rose Hill. Andrew Hurley's joining us from TAB. Morning, Hurls.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Andrew. What a fantastic day's racing we have coming up. Betting has been swift. Gee, that brings back some memories of punter's podium. Hats Aiken out at Warwick Farm when I was just a youngster. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, it is, and it's back today, which is excellent news. All right, let's go through Paul's tips and get the latest in the markets here. What's happening in the first at 5 past 12?
Yeah, Ferretti is the favourite, although just out from 250 to 280 this morning. Rule the World for Robbie Dolan, 4 to 440, back to $4. Good push here this morning for IndyCar, 7 into $5. It's been the best back away from Grand Piano, which has been 10 to 850.
It opened to $23, IndyCar Hurls.
It certainly did, yeah.
Just before you move on, Paul, I got a steward's note here in the first. IndyCar to be ridden more forward from a more favourable barrier. IndyCar to be ridden more forward. And the other one was Special Snap to be ridden conservatively from the wide barrier, Paul.
Yeah, exactly right. I saw those come through and I was a little bit surprised with both of them. But Connections are entitled to do what they think will work. So there's good speed in this race on paper. You've got Rule the World, you've got Ferretti, you've got Merino drawn out. Obviously Special Snap now goes back, but Atlantic King will punch forward and Autocratic probably gets across quite well now with those couple of announcements. Look, I don't think IndyCar will be anywhere near the leaders, but just probably not as far back as he was on debut. I'm with IndyCar, 11.529. I was really taken with his debut win at Newcastle. He was a clear last. He had a stack of work to do. Not only did he get there, but he got there with a bit up the sleeve. It was a very arrogant debut win off the back of two very eye-catching trials. And I think he's a horse that's got plenty of upside. So stepping from a provincial maiden into a benchmark 72 on a Saturday, generally you'd think it's too big a step, but I was happy to gamble on him. I think $5 is probably short enough now, but yeah, when they opened well into double figures, it was a bit of a luxurious price, and I was happy to have a little stab there. Number 5, Grand Piano. I think he'll run a big race at odds. He's going to get a lovely run in behind this genuine speed. He's been crying out for this trip. He gets it today, and he's only lightly raced. He's never put a foot wrong in his four starts to date, and Rachel King set for a big day to do the steering. Number 2, Rule the World. like the way he's been trialling. He's undefeated, 2 from 2. He's got the blinkers going on first time. He's come up with barrier one and Robbie Dolan claims, so I think he'll run a big race. And the 9 Autocratic, well, he could end up the beneficiary of a couple of these tactic changes. He trialled really well at Warwick Farm coming into this race after failing first up at Kembla. So if you go back to his earlier form, he did beat Shadow Hero one day at Newcastle, and then he ran fifth to Shadow Hero in a listed race at Brisbane. So if you can find that form on a day like today, he'll be running very well. 11, 5, 2 and 9 in the opener.
Righto, to race 2, the Tab Highway, we had, what have we got here, 5 scratchings, Upper House obviously gets a start. What's moving around in the market?
All right, the deduction there for Lunar Mia, particularly significant, 15 by 8 and 7 by 8, Atlantic King, just minor ones there for equal balance, and Heavily Thunder. Well, as we say most weeks, it is wide open, $6.50 into $6, the Doro is the favourite, Coupe de Maine, $7 to $6.50, Acquittal, $6 to $6.50, $6.50 no change for Plonker, $8 Fair Income. There's not much change. Hard Merchandise has been spec $15 into $12 this morning.
I can tell you there's a lot of speed on paper drawn out in. As usual, these highways, big fields, really rip along. I've gone 4, 10, 1 and 6, the 4 on top, Zardoro. I know I've tipped him a lot in these highways, but he usually runs really well. If he doesn't win, he's usually unlucky running a place, and you're getting each way odds again today about him. He'll relish the fast tempo. He loves Rose Hill. He loves good tracks. You get Tommy Berry riding on a big day. And I think he's, once again, a really good each-way bet. Number 10, Plonker. Got to forgive his last start flop. They went a long way back from a wide gate. Didn't work out. He's a horse that's been ridden on pace previously. So we'll keep an ear out, eye out, see what they do today with him. I wouldn't mind them trying again to go back with all the speed in this race. I think Jason Collett might really suit this horse. The 1, Coup de Mar for Matty Dale. This horse has got the horror gait, but he's better than these. And if Nash can somehow pull a rabbit out of his hat, I think he could just about beat these just on fast alone. And number 6, Gumshoe. He just got too far back over the 1,100 last start at Randwick when favourite. And if he can get a bit closer to the action today, I think he'll run really well. It's a typical open, tough highway, but I'm going 4, 10, 1 and 6.
And, of course, today, Hurls, through the Tab, we've got the venue offer again. If your horse runs second back to fifth, particularly, as I say, if you're in a venue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stands out like a beacon, the in-venue mode on your Tab app. Races 1 to 6 if you're at home at Rosehill and Flemington. It extends to every race for, as you said, second, third, fourth and fifth. It's an absolute beauty. Thy Kingdom Come is the favourite. He's got some convictions, Thy Kingdom Come, but it's gone up favourite again this morning. $3.50 to $3.20. Asterius on the second line, $3.70 to $3.30. We'd be surprised if there's not a market flip there. Sir Pippin, 5 out to $6.50. $6.50 to 7, Superstar Bob. And away from that, no inward moves.
Yeah, interesting, Matt, because there's no leader on paper, which maybe Thy Kingdom Come takes it up. He sort of won races from near the front before, and you've got Nash in the saddle. Otherwise, Turnberry, with Sam Clinton aboard, he's a lot more effective on speed, and even though he's coming off a failure, he could definitely go forward today. I've gone 4-1-2-6. I'm tipping Strome at good odds for Gary Portelli, Robbie Dolan. She's very good here at Rose Hill. She won a race last prep knocking off Realm in Ruby. She caused an upset that day, and I think she can cause an upset again here. Her first up run was a lot better than it reads on paper. She was only beaten 4 lengths behind Signore Fox, and she was closing off okay late there at the 1,200. But she's had a trial since, so she ran down Zusane in a trial, and she's straight out to the 1,500 off a lovely gate. With no weight, I think she can run really well at good odds. Number 1, Asterius. He would have been my top pick were there some genuine speed in the race, because that's how he needs races run. He needs speed on up front, and then he just steamrolls them, as he did last prep when he won here by 3.5 lengths, beating Gresham and Strome on that occasion. But there's just not that speed, and a wide gate probably dictates James McDonald going well back, and he's just going to need something to happen in the map, which isn't obvious, and if he gets that, he can still win. Number 2, Turnberry, the roughie. Don't worry about that failure first up. That's totally against his style. He's one of the more consistent horses you'll ever see. And I'm going to forgive him. He's had a trial since at Gosford behind Red Dillon in her time. He wasn't far off them. And with Sam Clinton aboard today, if he happens to lead and you're on him, I think you'll get a good run for your money at big odds. And the 6th Thy Kingdom Come, look, I'm with you, Hurls. He's got a lot of convictions to take a short price. He's never really fired at Rose Hill. He's had the 1 win here from 9 starts. So you're taking him on trust, but the map does really look to suit him today. So if he's ever going to win another one in town on a Saturday, it looks as though today's the day. 4, 1, 2, and 6 for me in the third.
Race 4's the Shandon S Handicap out here over the 1,100 metres, and it changed a bit this morning, particularly the speed map that Paul will discuss with Ancient Pippa coming out.
Yeah, Ancient Pippa, 14 by 12, the deduction. Gee, it's a strong benchmark, 88. Special Reward is the favourite, $3.50 into $3. Bow Ideal, $4 to $4.20. Jungleized, 8 into 6, good support for it this morning. Sandbar, 6 to $6.50. Lunenburg, $5.50. It's very soft in the market today, out to $7, but yeah, really strong race.
Yeah, strong field, isn't it, Earl? Speed-wise, obviously the leader, Agent Pippa, she's come out. She's racing on Tuesday at Kensington on Melbourne Cup Day. We've got Special Reward drawn out. I think he has to go forward. Hattersby, likely leader, although Jungle Eyes has drawn one gate inside him, and Jungle Eyes is a horse that would like to lead here over the 1,100. So we've still got three horses that could all have a crack at the lead here, which will put some genuine speed into the race. I'm going 5, 1, 8, and 2. I think Bow Ideal will be ridden quietly today. They tried something with him at a recent trial, just getting him to settle back, and he rocketed to the line under a hold from Josh Parr. That was the trial that was won by Jungle Eyes. I thought Bow Ideal trialled a lot better than him. He's been thereabouts at his three Aussie start, and I think today with these perhaps slightly new tactics, I think we'll see the best of him. So the 5 Bow Ideal on top of the 1 Sandbar for Brad Widdop. This 4-year-old has had 12 starts. 11 of them have been in stakes races. So he's well suited here in a benchmark 88. He's got a lump to 60 kilos, but he's got barrier 1, and he's coming through, obviously, a superior form race behind Deprive in the Sydney Stakes. Number 8, Lundberg. He's first up this afternoon. He trialled quite well. He's always a chance in these races. He'll sit back off the speed. And I don't know what to make of the 2 Special Reward, former West Australian with a great strike rate, 1 run down in Melbourne, and now he's with the Chris Lee stable. So he had a trial at Wyong, and he looked to go okay. So I'm very not sure what to do with him, but the betting, $3.50 into $3 already, would say that he's the P, and it's worth noting the stable mate was Agent Pippa. So obviously they've split them up over the next few days. 5, 1, 8, and 2 for me in race 4.
Understand. Don't forget this time tomorrow we're previewing our New South Wales meetings, and good luck to everybody at Goulburn. The Goulburn Cup worth now $200,000. And at this stage we've got Noble Boy, Handle the Truth, and a number of other horses that met in the Kosciuszko. That's the Goulburn Cup. You'll get the preview between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning. Race 5 here at Rose Hill Hurls is the Tab Handicap.
And Dan's Hall Girl is the favourite, 360 to 370. Right on its hammer is Miss Invincible. It's 350 to 390. 5 to 6 for Liz Dunvana. Sagalis is a 650 chance. And in from 750 to 650 this morning, Gen Rules and Ballistica. It's into single figures, was $13 and now into 9. Bang, I better throw Everly in there as well, 11 to 950. So a couple of moves here.
Yeah, no, some good moves in this race. Typical open mares race. So the speed looks to come from Miss Invincible. Dancehall Girl will probably try and hold that inside and lead. And the other one to keep them honest will be Sagalis, drawn out of touch. So a genuine tempo, but it's worth noting two of those speed horses have barriers 1 and 2, so they don't have to do any work to find the front. I'm going 10, 5, 2 and 8. I'm on Everly here at the good odds. She was well into double figures, now into 9.50. So I still think it's a good each-way price. So she's a mare in great form. Joe Pride's got her this prep, and she's gone 2 for 2. She's beaten some handy horses. She beat Brazen Pine first up, who's come out and won. And then second up, she knocked off Soul Revival, which came out and surprised with a win at Hawkesbury during the week. So even though it's only provincial form, and it's good form, it's winning form, and she's only going to carry 53.5 here, just tuck in behind the speed, probably midfield defence. And if Robbie Dolan can find a split, I think with the turn of foot she's showing, she'll make this very interesting. But the 2-1 paces, Dancehall Girl, well, she'll be hard to catch from the 1. She was 3 wins from her first 4 starts before she went around in the Tibia Group 3 race, and she just had to do a lot of work from a wide gate. She knocked up late over the 1,400, so she's come back to the 1,200. And the 2 Miss Invincible, well, she's stretching out from the 1,100 to the 1,200, and she's got a few tricks up her sleeve, so I think Nashra Willer will suit. He'll keep her mind right on the job. With number 8, Jen Rules, the query runner for me, she's always shown a touch of class, and first up might be the time for her off two solid trials. 10, 5, 2 and 8 in race 5.
Righto, getting into the features now and the brand new races to this day. Race 6, the Rose Hill Gold Cup, the Scratchings, the 2 and the 3, Mama Hadeus running in Melbourne today.
Yeah, and I'll whack something else up at the flagpole for you to salute here, Andrew. It's a $1.5 million projected quaddy pool this afternoon, so, and the first race is wide open, so there's going to be plenty of value. $4, no change. Tally is your favourite. Dealmaker, $5.50 to $5. Shapata, $6.50 to $7, back to $6.50 has been kept a safe. And Tilly's is $4.40 out to $6.50. Morton's Fork. It's 13, now into $11. You have to go back a while since it's won, but there has been some support.
Yeah, speed in this race will be genuine. I've got genuine pace, genuine pressure. We've got a few queries. We're not sure what Antilles will do. Generally sort of sits back off the speed, looking at the overseas form we could get hold of. Number 9, the Candyman, he's drawn out. Maybe it's time for him to push forward. And then you've got your usual suspects. Master of Arts won't be far away. Harper's Choice likes to lead. Another dollar should be thereabout. And Chapada won't be far away. Tally could also go forward off a lovely gate. I'm tipping 1, 7, 15 and 4. I'm going with the obvious form here. Number 1, Tally. Second in the Craven Plate, the Happy Clapper. And he chased right to the line. Prior to that, a good fourth behind Very Elegant. Well, surely that form's the right form. And you can throw in his first up run, 6 to Colding and Fierce Impact, if you want to take it even further. So that's the right form. He hasn't won for a while, but overall he's got a good winning strike rate and he handles good tracks. He's at his best on good tracks. 8 of his 9 wins have come on that surface. So throw in J-Max, throw in a perfect gate, and I like the $4. So I'm happy with Tally in the Rose Hill Gold Cup to beat the 7, Chapada. He's always promised a lot. He's only won 1 from 12, but when you go through his form, he's had 8 races in stakes company. He's gone around in 5 Group 1s. He's been placed twice. And he's getting out of the right trip third up. So I could see him getting right into the mix. 15, Dealmaker. Well, you would have probably chuckled thinking you're going to tip him a few starts back, but he's really come good. The Benchmark 88 win 2 starts ago, followed up by that brave second behind Cascadian last time. And when you see him on 52 kilos, you start to find a spot for him in your top 4. And number 4, Abdon. He's the forgotten horse here. I think Chris Waller would have targeted this race second up. Barrier 1, Tommy Berry, not much weight. And that first up running the Shannon would have brought him on perfectly for this. So if you're looking for a roughie, maybe play the 4 Abdon. My numbers, 1, 7, 15 and 4.
To race number 7, the big one of the day. This is the Iron Jack Golden Eagle, a race worth $7.5 million. Zusang, the lone scratching behemoth, was passed fit to run earlier this morning by Racing New South Wales vets after he's shown some lameness in the last 2 or 3 days, but he's fit to run. And we wish not only all the connections of these horses, but all the charities that are a special part of this day. And we spoke earlier in the morning with Michael Ward from Triple Crown, and they've linked up with McGrath Foundation for the month of November. And when Triple Crown horses run for the month, they'll be wearing hot pink. They won't be wearing their traditional colours during the month of November. So when you're watching for Military Zone, watch out for that hot pink colours. What's happening in the market?
Will you be joining them with the hot pink colours, Ben?
Not today. No, I'm in bluish today.
No worries. This is an absolute cracking Jack. There's the pun there. Iron Jack on Eagle. What a great race, and it's been a really, really competitive betting race. Arcadia Queen remains the favourite, but there's no surprise it's a slight drift today, 330 to 360. But after the barrier draw, got into a short as $2.80, and that price was always going to drift. You would have thought. Colding rock solid at $5. Brutal $6.50 to $6. $6.50 to $7. Back to $6 for Classique Legend. The Inevitable, $8.50 to $9, now into $8. For Seeker, $17 to $18. Never No More, $31 to $26. $26 is for Sunlight and Mizzy. And Beat Le Bon's actually had a bit of specking today. Number 11, $71 into $34. Now, in terms of money held on the race, it's Arcadia Queen. No, I beg your pardon. Colding now holds more than Arcadia Queen. And then Classique Legend close up. There's been a bit of support this morning also for Sunlight. In fact, Sunlight's probably been the second best backed runner today at 26. So it's that sort of race. As I said, cannot wait for this.
Yeah, either can I, Hurls. It's just, this race has just really worked, and we've got a big field, great betting race. terrific map to try and work out. I think Sunlight, obviously, everyone has her leading. Can she lead from a wide gate and stay the 1,500? Boy, it'd be a big performance, but she's tough. I haven't got her in my numbers, but I won't fall over in shock if she's still there with 100 to go. I think Brutal has to go forward from that gate. I think you've got Mizzy going forward. Fazika won't want to give up a spot. And you've got horses drawn close to the fence, the Inevitable and Colding. They won't be getting too far back either. So it's a great race to try and map. I'm confident. I'm on the 3 Colding, 3, 15, 2 and 17. And gee, I've had a fairly good go on Colding. I just think he's beautifully placed here. He's the one horse that seems to tick every box, no matter which way you look at this race. The Epsom Handicap form's got to be the right form line. He beat Fiacchio Shark, who's been third in a Cox Plate. To the start before that, he won the Bill Ritchie, beating Fierce Impact, who's gone and won a Group 1 in Melbourne. So all the form around him strong. He doesn't know how to lose races. He definitely runs a strong 1,500 compared to a couple of his main rivals. And he just gets in the gun spot here for Glenn Boss, who's just taking all those big races and putting them into his back pocket. So I'm sticking with the strength. Number 3, Colding, to beat the 15, Arcadia Queen. Obviously, the step up to 1,500 is what she's looking for. But it hasn't been the perfect prep for her. 1,300 back to 1,200 for the Everest, where it all went pear-shaped. And now out to the right sort of 1,500-metre race. She has drawn well for this, and she could definitely bounce back to her best. But I just think Colding's got the better form and had the better prep. Number 2, Classique Legend. Loaded with ability, got all the X factor, but will he run out a strong 1,500? And can he get off the fence from barrier one? They're the question marks if you want to back him today. And the 17 for Zico, I think she's the best roughie, $18 for a horse that's never missed a top two finish in her career. And to my eye, she was coming back on the Inevitable at the end of the Silver Eagle. So maybe she'll see out the 1,500 a little bit better than the Tasmanian. 3, 15, 2 and 17 in a terrific Golden Eagle.
The Iron Jack Golden Eagle at 4:15 this afternoon. The Red Zell is the last of the big races, the new races, worth $1 million.
And to assemble the great field also, Piorata, 290 favourite, out from 280 this morning, tracking at 4:20, no change. 6:50 to $8 for Deprive. Champagne Cuddles, 9 into $8. Home of the Braves, been well supported this morning, opened up at $11 into $8.50. La Romaine, the old boy, 16 out to 18, then Braves Song at $19. So interesting support for Home of the Brave this morning, 11 to 8.50, but Piorata remains the favourite at 2.90.
Yeah, punters seem to be backing a few logical leaders there, Hurl, so maybe there's something in that today, thinking this track will race quite fast. In saying that, Home of the Brave leads off barrier one, but Easy Eddie, I think, will put some pressure on him. And you've got horses like La Romaine handy, with Champagne Cuddles probably lobbing into the box seat. 1.12.62 for me. I'm with the number one, Piorata. I think he's the class runner of the field. He's got the form on the board, especially, I mean, you go back last prep, he won the All Age, so that picks a 1,400-metre box. And then he's come back this prep. His run in the Concord was off the charts behind Red Zell. Then beat Classique Legend and Red Zell in the shorts before an unlucky fifth in the Tab Everest. That's just a barrier. That's the only reason we're getting some sort of price about him. I think he'd be $2.20 from barrier 3 or 4. And look, Tommy Berry knows the horse well. Whatever he decides to do on him, I'm happy. If he goes forward, I'm happy. If he goes back, I think he can get over top of them. And we'll just leave it in Tommy's capable hands. Number 12, Champagne Cuddles. Well, she's over the odds. She's a great each-way bet here. She'll lob into the box seat. She doesn't know how to run a bad race. She's coming through the Sydney Stakes where she went down a neck and then fired in a protest. And you've got Nash doing the steering. So I think she's a massive play each-way. 6, Deprive, he'll be rocketing home. Can he produce his Randwick form at Rose Hill? I can't see any reason he won't. And number 2, Trekking. Well, 3rd in an Everest, a Stradbroke winner, a Scalacci Stakes winner, and I can only find him 4, which goes to show you this race is loaded with depth. My number's in the Red Zell, 1.12.62.
The last today is the Wisdom Homes over the 1,300.
Yeah, and this has been really well backed all week. Outrageous. Went up $5 this morning. It's now, $5 on Wednesday. $2.30 this morning, bottomed out at $2.25. You're now getting $2.40. Juventus on the next line at $4.80 to $5. $6.50 into $5.50 for Charaterra. Spring Charlie, 9 to 10, now into $7, has met with support today. And that's pretty much the tale of the tape. Outrageous. As I said, it has been really well backed all week. Everywhere you go, you can get a tip for it.
Yeah, he was always going to be the horse everyone went for in the last year. And the map's perfect. Oakfield Twilight, the likely leader, which gives Outrageous the perfect sit outside the lead. And Charaterra probably left them go and then sit third. And that's about it. They can't see much more pace, and then actually the on-pace runners a massive edge in the last